This is David Cruz with a Comstock Report. Markets are more impressive when you can see them close up. Real estate markets are razzle-dazzling. It's a seller's market. The surge in farmland prices is now bringing in more land offerings, supply, onto the market, a lot more. An area farm management farm realty company posted an entire page of their future listings in our regional shopper. There were 13 offerings, totaling almost 2,300 acres. That was just one realtor. The page usually holds listings of several such companies. The surge in listings has yet to weaken prices. Farmland auctions have been steady strong at the higher prices. Along with higher farmland prices will follow higher cash rents next season. A local farm management company was increasing cash rents 20% across the board. $260 an acre cash rent becomes $312 an acre. $300 an acre cash rent becomes $360. Anyone who would balk at those kinds of rents would lose the farm to someone else. I doubt there'll be much negotiation. A 3% gross return on $15,000 an acre farmland, which investors are looking for, would be $450 an acre rent. That would be hard to pay. Yet 72 bushel per acre soybeans times $12 equals $854 an acre. After land costs, that would leave $404 an acre for input costs. In 2021, Iowa State University Extension calculated the variable cost of producing herbicide-tolerant soybeans at $327.12 an acre. Purdue estimates that corn and soybean production costs will be up an average 12% overall in 2022. For those that own land, adding both the land revenue and operating margin, farming is still lucrative. For those trying to make a living paying big cash rent with the subsequent tightened operation margin, that will be harder to do with higher costs in 2022. My first load of corn went to town for a check of moisture and test weight to set the combine monitor. It was 15.5% with a 60-pound test weight. Perfect quality corn. A full season plus adequate moisture to finish made a difference. It appears to have made an APH plus yield. The crops are out, but I will not have a final yield until the bins are empty. Suffice it to say that it is 20 to 30 bushel per acre better than I'd expected it would be on August 1st. This crop year's good yields are hard to explain considering the heat that crops endured this summer. Soybeans are a drought crop, and had adequate moisture in the critical growing month of August to finish strong. The corn fill also benefited from the late season rain. In 2020, we had a wet start, and then the rain stopped in July. Crops had not rooted down in June and were badly impacted by the late season drought. In 2021, we had the opposite, a dry June followed by good rains in August and September. Hybrids have obviously improved defensively to handle heat. The heavy ground did far outperform lighter soils by farm and by county. There was almost 100 bushel per acre difference between what one seed company was bragging up as the top yield for their plot averages between Dickinson and O'Brien counties here in northwest Iowa. The better-than-expected yield should be in the USDA's corn yield estimate of 176.5 bushel per acre. After all, the 2020 yield was only 171.4. The local ethanol plant here added a dime to their bid Friday, putting them 15 cents over Chicago Board of Trade, further suggesting that harvest lows are in. Historically, northwest Iowa ethanol and livestock demand has pulled corn south from Minnesota and the Dakotas. This year, drought-reduced crops in Canada and those states will limit that availability. The corn basis improvement in North Dakota reflects demand from Canada. Wheat's too expensive to feed grains such as barley are in short supply, so corn in North Dakota looks cheap by comparison. Trains loaded with corn will run north to Canadian feedlots instead of west to the Pacific Northwest or south to northwest Iowa. An export is an export. There is no pool of idle acres poised to come into production this next year, at least not in this country. Any new acres would be marginal, and higher production input costs makes them more so. I pointed out how it would be hard to add corn acres next spring, with so much competition between crops and higher corn production costs discouraging corn on corn. There will be no extra acres to cushion a 2022 season weather threat. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunity, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.